There was an underground culture in New York City during the 1980s, and among its hallmarks were gay and transgender drag balls. The FX TV series called Pose follows members of New York's drag ball scene. The first season of Pose was set in the late 1980s, and the second season fast-forwards to 1990. Both track the lives of the show's characters during the heat of the AIDS crisis. NPR's Eric Deggans has been watching the new season. Hi, Eric.
Hi.
Could you first reintroduce us to the drag ball scene in New York and who was part of it?
Sure. So anybody who knows the Madonna song Vogue and that video will get a sense of what the drag ball scene was like. It was contests where different groups of folks would dress up in these costumes, and it was a way to have a chosen family for people who were often rejected by their biological family when they would come out as transgender or come out as gay. Pose does a great job of sort of recreating that whole scene and giving you a sense of what it felt like to be in the middle of it.
Yeah, and you say that in terms of season one, there are drag shows that were, quote, so fabulous it'll make your eyes hurt. But that was contrasted with a lot of grit and hardship, and you just alluded to some of that. What happens in season two?
Well, season two sort of fast forwards to 1990, and we're in the heart of the AIDS crisis. The lead character in Pose, played by NJ Rodriguez Blanca, is HIV positive. And in the first episode of the new season, she's talking to her medical professional about the progression of her disease, and we get a sense of what people knew and what they didn't know about how HIV and AIDS worked. And her medical professional is played by Sandra Bernhardt. So let's check it out. We've got a clip.
So I have AIDS now?
But it's just a number. It's a way of flagging how much care a patient needs.
No, I've been feeling fine. I've been feeling amazing, actually. Last winter, when my kids got sick, I didn't have a sniffle at all.
I mean, sometimes you can't tell what HIV is doing to your immune system.
So I'm dying.
No, you're not dying. You still have plenty of T cells to fight with, but we can't let those numbers drop any lower.
And back then, there weren't medications available that could help rebuild your immune system like we have now.
So it really was a death sentence.
Yes, it really was a horrific thing that happened to people, and it took longer to figure out what was going on, in part because there was such a stigma attached to getting the disease in the first place. And some official outlets, including the U.S. government, were dragging their feet in terms of providing resources for research and for treatment.
Eric, I want to ask you about some of the other actors in this series. The show made an icon out of one of its lead actors, Billy Porter. Let's listen to a clip of his character, the announcer Pray Tell, who's getting in the face of a trans woman who didn't show up for a protest.
You are more concerned about winning a trophy than you are about our government spreading lies about us in an effort to kill us. And you want to know why they want us dead? Because we're black and we're brown and we're queer. They don't give a about us. So we better start caring about ourselves. Show up for your lives. Wake up!
So Billy Porter has also gained fame for appearing on red carpets in tuxedos that then morph into evening gowns, as I think he did on the Tony Awards just the other night.
Yeah, I witnessed his finery in person at the Peabody Awards just last month. The brother knows
around
how to bring it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what's amazing, what's great about Billy is that he is a bridge between that scene, being a person who was there when it was actually happening, and now playing a character in the show. But yeah, there are a lot of great new performers. I mean, Pose makes history by featuring the most transgender actors and most gay series regular characters in a scripted series in mainstream television. So I talked about MJ Rodriguez, who plays Blanca, the main character. And there's this powerful scene where Billy Porter's character and Blanca go to a place where they are interring unclaimed bodies. You know, all the people who've died from AIDS are sort of placed in these unmarked graves, just boxes and boxes kind of stacked up in these large holes in the ground. And it's the flip side of this joyous celebration that the drag ball competitions are, and it perfectly sort of encapsulates the two worlds that this series is negotiating. It's really an amazing thing to see, an amazing thing to see recreated if you're old enough to remember what it was like when it was happening.
The series is called Pose. It's entering its second season on FX. And before we let you go, Eric, the weekend is upon us. Do you have any good picks for good viewing over the weekend?
There's an interesting series called City on a Hill that starts on Showtime featuring Kevin Bacon as this corrupt FBI cop in Boston. And if you have extra time, you can always go back and see When They See Us on Netflix. People are still talking about it. You know, some people are losing jobs and resigning from positions over the impact from this series, which retells the story of the Central Park Five from their perspective. There's a lot of great stuff out there that's come to television in the last couple of weeks, so it's a good time to catch up.
NPR TV critic Eric Deggans, we have our assignment. Thank you very much, Eric.
Always a pleasure.